Welcome to the OneUp Sales Development Podcast, a podcast for new and emerging revenue leaders, whether you're in sales, marketing, or customer success. We're here for one thing and one thing only, to drive revenue. This one goes out to all the hustlers out there on the phones, each and every day, slugging it out. Whether you're adding net new logos, expanding revenue from your sales base, or renewing existing accounts, it's all about working as one cohesive team towards one cohesive goal.
Cross-functional sales team!
So if you're new and you want to be a top funnel sales dev strategist, then you better put in the work and act like one. Digital marketing, act like one. Customer success, act like one. To be the bro, act the role. I'm your host, Jackson Lill, a top funnel revenue growth leader and an everyday frontline practitioner. This podcast is brought to you by the SDU community, Sales Dev
United. SDRs United.
Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Yeah, this is the CrossPod 2. Mateo, you know, you're the original one that started off the CrossPod with the CrossPod 1. Why don't you kick it away and shoot the intro, bro?
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's Matty Ice, Sales Dev Squad, CrossPod number 2 with Jackson Liu, the OneUp Sales Development Podcast. So for those of you who don't know, Jackson and I, we recorded about a year ago. We both started our podcast around the same time, and we just decided to like do a cross pod. And looking back, actually, that was like one of the top viewed videos on the channel, which is our cross pod. So I'm excited that we can do another one here. And just like, I don't know if you guys follow Jackson, but like his shit is great. Like his IG content is great. Like to see where he's fucking gone in a year has been incredible, and like now he has a sweet setup, and it's like amazing, dude. I'm so excited to just reconnect, unpack things, and like I'm glad we did this again. Thanks for having me.
Oh man, what's up, Mateo, dude? Yeah man, thank you again so much for having me on. This was a great and awesome cross pod, and you know, even though we met about a year ago, man, time flies. Can you believe that? It's already been a year. So much things has changed. And it's great for us to look back. Like, I tell you this. Like, I listen to that episode a lot. And I reflect back and go, where we came from, how did we start it, where we were, and where we are now. And looking back, and it's such a great progress check, man. I was like, you know, your content is great as well. Really good, actually. As a matter of fact, it inspired me to roll out SDU, which I love to share in a few moments. Because when you first started out Sales Dev Squad, right? And then you rolled out the recruiting thing on the side. I was like, oh, snap. That's something I always wanted to do. I honestly, you know, throw it in there. Like, kind of like the thing called keeping up with the Jonas. You know that phrase? It's like you live neighborhoods. Like, oh my God, the Jonas across the street, they bought a BMW. Oh, hey, babe, we got to get a BMW too. Hey, look, Mateo just got a flat screen too. Hey, look, I got But hey, happy 1 year anniversary to us, man. How's you been? Look at this. Fuck, it's been 1 year. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's crazy. Dude.
Man. So,
you know, looking back, I feel like we just started, dude. Like we didn't really know what we were doing, but we were just like, we just wanted to do it, which is crazy. But sorry to cut you off.
No worries. You know, it's funny, man. This is CrossPod, just again, just the same thing. And I think we should probably make this a yearly thing. once a year, just come back, CrossPod it up, catch up, and see how much and how far we've gone. You know, Mateo, when we first last left off, where were you at the time? You still at SDR at
Yeah.
Was it
I was in SDR Guardian, right? At Go Guardian, yeah. So I think when we first connected, I was in SDR at Go Guardian. I think I just got hired and just started doing the podcast. So at the time, I wasn't really doing a lot of content. I was just trying to learn in that SDR role at EdTech. So it actually gave me like the first opportunity to like be in EdTech. Like, I've always wanted to be in EdTech. I love the education field. A lot of my family members are teachers and educators. So that was like a great opportunity for me to like help other educators and learn about that industry, which I ended up really liking. And that's what I'm doing now for a different company, BookNook, now, which is sort of a smaller startup. But yeah, I mean, if I had to look back, I would say just really just pushing out like one podcast a week and being an SDR, and that's sort of all I was doing at the time. And I think, I don't know, I want to ask you this, but like, how do you feel like doing your podcast has helped you become a better seller? Have you noticed you being a better communicator, or just like being more confident hopping on a Zoom with a stranger since you, I guess, started doing your podcast?
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah. Man, I cannot tell you how much it's helped me, man. And I'm sure you probably do the same. Like, honestly, the guests I bring on nowadays, right? Sometimes I don't bring them on just to do that on purpose. And sometimes I choose specific people just so I can prick their brain to up-level my game, to pick their brain, you know, like, hey, I love to bring you on an episode. This is where the podcast is geared towards. Love to share your story. This is something you'd be open to. Boom. Yeah, great. But really, it's building long-term relationships. And if business makes sense, then yeah. But to answer your question, it really helped me gain, because it's like a second nature now. You want to Zoom it? No problem. I can even Zoom it from the phone, wherever I'm at while driving. I remember one time I was having I was going through an interview process. This is before Dave Delaney picked me up. It was with Alti Sales, right? I was working at Target during that time for seasonal. And one of the SDR manager at Alti Sales, we had a Zoom call. I just went on my break, went to the car, popped their Zoom right there and start pitching him on the spot. He's like, wait, what are you doing? Are you in your car? I was like, yeah, man, it's no problem. Is everything all right? Because I have my headset on and everything like that, my Jabra headset. And he's like, oh, yeah. What the fuck? Like, normally everyone should be on a laptop and stuff, you know? He's like, wait a minute, this guy's different. And I was telling him, look, man, I'm not here to suppress you, but the trouble I went through, is this during the time where, when we first had the episode at Silverline, when I got let go. And I thought I got let go because of I wasn't a company fit. Turns out over time, it was actually a company layoff. But to end that story short, I was able to tell them to explain that story there and let them know that, hey, look, I'm here for a sales development game. The reason I'm taking this job right now is to make ends meet. And he pushed me forward to the next steps. Unfortunately, they did a hiring freeze right at the time, like right after an interview. So that's when now David Day was able to pick me up, and I was able to spend my time there at 10 Bound. So, but just that being having a second nature to be able to interview and just have that two-way communications, second nature. And most calls you do now in demos, man, or even when you do the SDR handoff, 9 out of 10 is going to be through Zoom.
Yeah. What are you up to right now? I know you're doing a couple of other things like content and Sales Dev United and stuff like that, but what have you, like, fill us in, like, I guess these past couple months.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. And I'd like to ask you the same right after too. You know, previously from our last episode of Touch Baseball a year ago, I was just looking for the next opportunity. But since then, in January, here's a true story of the birth of SDU. And again, I was inspired by you too, bro. You helped me push that. You rolled out what SDS recruiting in about, was it October 2019? November, around that time, yeah. Right? You rolled around that time, right? Mm-hmm. So you know how we stay in touch, and then like we're like a brother from another mother. We pretty much have the same end goal. We're actually executing on it. It's fucking really hard when you have a full-time job while executing on this, just to do it for the love and passion, because you're basically working off hours without pay. But you and I both know that you always got to do more than you're paid for to reap the rewards. You got to sow it before you can reap the rewards. But once you wrote out SDS recruiting, I was like, holy shit, dude. I always want to do something like that too, because we both have the same talent, right? You can't just go up to like college students at a time. This is pre-COVID. Introduce them to sales and tech sales, get them qualified, train them, on-ramp them, and really have their profile there. And, you know, reach out to other companies on their behalf, sign that 1099 check, 20% of their salary, whatever, for 3 racks. And I was like, dude, fuck yeah, dude. I'm start rolling this out too. So, but damn, because I hit rock bottom at the time, right? This was about September, October 2019. Broke as fuck, dude. No income. All my expenses just kept slapping in the face. Just had to pay as much as possible. Depleted myself. And I only had, like, I was so broke, right? I came up with the name Sales Dev Unite. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Sales Dev Unite, that's going to be the name for me to do that recruiting. And I'm going to be hopefully form some type of partnership with my man Mateo, which we did express something a little bit at that time. So that was that time, right? And I was like, oh, fuck. How do I get the... You remember? Do you recall when I asked you, hey, how do you get the website up? And you're like...
Oh, yeah, like the domain and stuff like that.
You basically, you gave me free advice. You told me you got to get a domain first and then get that. You recall that conversation?
Yeah, dude, that feels like yesterday ago. Like, I was like commuting at the time to think that like
people don't commute
anymore.
Yeah. That's crazy. Dude, so you gave me free advice. I did my research and I figured it out. Okay, if you want a website, the first thing you got to do is purchase a domain, whether it's from Google or from whatever it is, but you got to have the domain. After that, you get a, you can launch the website through like a provider, like Wix or whatever it is, that you, or even WordPress, whatever. So you hooked me up down and it worked for me. I was like, oh shit, cool. And I was so fucking broke, right? I had like $3 in my checking account. Couldn't purchase the domain for $12. So, but I had like $10 cash. I had like $20 cash. So I had to use my little brother's credit card to purchase that domain. So that domain was purchased under my little brother's name, David Lil. It was to my email, and I have that receipt, dude. So it's funny. So, but long story short, man, you've inspired me to do that. So I wrote out Sales Dev Unite as a talent sourcing, and I actually interviewed a few people. I actually helped them got free jobs, but I ended up I didn't pull all the way through with that recruiting thing on the side. I was now working with 10bound, and I decided to put it on the side for a bit. And then Modern Sales Pro. I was introduced to Modern Sales Pro by David Delaney. We're all familiar with Modern Sales Pro, right? They're a sales community. Like, fuck, can you imagine? They were the only sales community that and Revenue Collective pre-COVID. You think about that, right? Fucking know their sales stuff. Barely. Or it's SDR of London, because I checked out. They're like 2 years out or something, but barely, you know? And that's when it clicked in my head. I was like, wait a minute. Why isn't there one for just sales development? And that's when SDU was born, the community. Launched out, hit up my whole entire network, spent like fucking 5 hours pinging everyone in my network of sales, just going one by one, hitting them up. Hey, man, hope all is well. Would love the way their content and stuff like that. Was wondering if you'd love to join this community. Here's how it works. And just copying and pasting everyone, like fucking my whole, like I think it was 800 at a time followers. Took me day at night through the whole entire morning, dude. Even in the morning, I did it till like 1 p.m. And then SDU was born and this community was born and was the first of its kind. And then it's popping. Everyone introduced themselves in there. Everyone's helping each other out. We helped each other out. There was a lot of people that we helped each other out in terms of strategy, go-to-market strategies and stuff like that. Like fucking a bunch of shit. And we got members from like Africa, the UK. The UK and England and stuff too. And yeah, it is pretty awesome. So I built that community. And that's where it's at right now today. And the podcast itself. Right now I'm actually having a little trouble with the email group itself. But yeah, it's still got a lot to come. So I wrote out a website recently for it. But I put it on pause. So you go to www.salesdevunite.com. The end goal of it there is to provide a lot of free and valuable content. Top sales development resources for all from all over the place into one place. So if you're like a new SDR, BDR, you're new to the game, you know, it really takes time to truly ramp and understand why you do what you do, the tactics, the cadence, the outreach, the messaging, what's the end goal behind it, the philosophy behind it, the belief. And SDU's on a mission to shorten that time frame. But as right now, the website's down. I'm working on some revamps, but that's yet to come for 2021. So I'm happy to fill you in on that when the time comes. But how's everything with you? What's new with you, man? Yeah.
Dude, thank you for sharing all that. I'm looking at Sales Dev Unite on LinkedIn, dude. I think it's incredible, dude. I think it takes a lot of guts to like do side stuff like this for many different reasons. I feel like you and I are a perfect example of that. The skills that we're learning as an SDR, like you and I, we want to be entrepreneurs. Like that's what we want to be. There's people out there who may want to be an AE, and that is a good job, and that fits their lifestyle, and I'm so happy for them. But I feel like there's more SDRs out there like you and I that want to be an entrepreneur. And I think, dude, you're living proof that like we're both living proof that like we're doing it, like, and it doesn't happen overnight, and you have to stay committed to the process. You have to do something that you like, because otherwise people can tell otherwise. So like,
yeah,
for yep. you, like for anyone listening out there who knows that, you know, there's always a lot of people out there that always say, I want to start a business, but like to know what you want to do or to know, to like actually take this jump. I was speaking to someone and he was like, yeah, like he was asking me questions about a Weebly and he was asking me questions about a logo, but he wasn't sure if like the $100 was worth investing in like a website or something like that. And I told him like, dude, that like you're already talking to me about this, like, $100. I'm sure like if it's worth the investment, it's worth your time, right? So I guess my question to you, dude, is like for anyone out there who wants that and sees you like just share your story, create content, have a podcast, start a company, like what advice do you have for them? How realistic is this if this is something that people want? And you and I both want this.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I'm still in the process myself. But it's not going to happen overnight. There's no secret to success, but there's a system to success. And you have to work. And that Les Brown said it better than I did. And that's the number one thing people hate to do. It's work. But here's the thing. If you never, and Steve Harvey talks about this too. He talks about jumping off a cliff. I don't mean go out and just jump off a cliff and just kill yourself. No, it's an analogy. He's talking about your life. He's talking about if you really want to live. He talks about if you look around some people, your friends and family, some of them are just living life. You know, they're doing very well. Each year they get a new car, happy family, things are paid, and they're doing something right. But more importantly than money, they're making impact, making a difference in people's lives. But for you to be able to do that, you got to be able to jump. And what he means by that, when you jump in life, is you're taking a risk. Meaning, if you want to do something, is there something that you always wanted to do? Do it. One of the best, easiest way to do to map it out, I learned from an individual named Arthur Jones, is called mind mapping. What mind mapping is you're really just writing it down on the board, you're reversing engineering, writing out what it takes to get there. What can you do to get there? What do you have to do? What's this time frame? And you're just working backwards and you map it out. And you take one step at a time, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. But
I call it at a time.
Yeah. But that's the thing. People get scared. Oh man, I ain't getting paid for that. Nah, man, I have a family to feed. I got bills to pay. People get tied up. But here's what happened when they get tied up. They end up doing things that not because they want to, but because they have to. And when that happens, it just holds them in. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there who knows how to hold a good face, right? They put on the mask, they're smiling, looks happy as fuck. But later throughout the day, come down. Fuck, man. I wish I took that jump. I wish I did that a year ago. I wish I took that risk to do this. But they never did. And it's one of the awesome quote that Les Brown talked about that. I posted on my Instagram not too long ago. Love and abide by that. He says, imagine you're laying there on your deathbed, right? And around your deathbed, it's like 8, 9, 10 scary ghosts. Big, large eyes, white mouth, angry. Some of them are crying. Some are just making woozy sounds. Just standing there, screaming at you. And each one of them represents something that you could have manifested. A business you could have opened that you always wanted. Something that you're really good at that you should have doubled down at. Something that you thought you always wanted to do, but you never did it. All these risks, they come up to you and they tell you, you know, Mateo, we came to you because you could have brought us to life. But because you didn't, now we have to go to the grave with you and die forever. That's the story of Les Brown. So if it's something you want to do, fucking do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
You just got to do it, man. What would you say on that, Mateo? You know, you're pretty much on the same spot. You took the risk, putting in the hours. Fuck, it's fucking tiring, man. I'm fucking tired right now. We're still grinding. Like, you're tired too. We just had a full day of work, baby, and we're still here running these pod. We're still here. But what would you say for that young person, Mateo? They're 22, I'm 23. I just graduated college. Fuck it, I'm an SDR now. Merry fucking Christmas. Right? One day I want to own my own stuff and sell some. What would you tell him, bro? What would you tell him?
I would say I don't want to sound like Gary Vee, but it's like you have to like be self-aware and you have to really know what you like. And like you're only going to find that through like trial and error. Another thing is, if we look at really smart, talented entrepreneurs out there, like Travis Kalanick, who founded Uber, or the person who founded Airbnb, or Elon Musk,
yeah,
Tesla didn't just like fall on their laps, you know? Like, they had to carve it out of reality. They had to create it. And it's like, people assume that like, it will eventually happen, or it will eventually fall into place, or I will own a company one day, and just like put it off or not think about it. Or like you said, not really map it out. Like, if this is something I'm serious about, how do I get there? What will I do? Like, that takes a process in itself and time in itself, probably like a year or two. And so if you can really accelerate that process, especially if you're young, and Jackson, I know you and I talked about this, like we know technology fairly well compared to maybe a lot of the older generation, with nothing against them, but it's like we have an advantage because we can utilize these tools quicker than our older counterparts, and that is an advantage. Like, you knowing how to take a video on an iPhone is an advantage, because now you can produce content that costed someone thousands of dollars in the 80s to do. And it's like, we got to take advantage of it, because like you said, it will never happen. A lot of people have ideas, but like, you're taking action on your ideas and your dreams and passion. But if you always set that aside, well, granted, it's going to take a while period, but at least we've already kind of started that process and learning. And I think that's what a lot of people fear of, is like that gray area where you're like not making money, you're not popular, you're not, it's not cool to like you yet, in a way, if you think about it, right? It's not cool to like Jackson Liu until he hits 1 million subscribers and he's dropping all this merch. But like that, you have to get to that point. And if you can really just reverse engineer what you like, for example, like you and I, we love podcasting and videos and like Instagram stories, to the point where like we're not doing it because we're trying to like just push content out. I think we're doing it because we enjoy, we have fun. It gives us pleasure. And that's like probably the best addiction, right? Like something that's so valuable to us from a business entrepreneurship level, that's innately fun for us to create. And so if you get into this mindset where what you're doing is fun and what you're doing also creates value for you, for yourself, and hopefully lays a foundation for financial success, that's like game over, because you're going to be way more successful than someone who's maybe a director of sales that like doesn't really like their job. Maybe they didn't want to be a director of sales. Maybe they were an artist. But like you said, dude, like people get, it's not a bad thing, but it's like, at what point are you going to make that decision? And it's a lot easier to do it when you're younger, or like COVID, for example, like it's going to be a level playing field for people for the next 2 years, I would say. So take advantage of that, you know. I don't know, long story short, but just like exactly what you said, dude, just like stay focused and know how you're going to be where you actually want to be and what makes you happy, right?
Yeah, no kidding, well said. You know, I highly agree with that, especially with that COVID part. No one likes to talk about COVID in general. No one in general. I don't even like that. I hear it's fucking shit to me, you know. But I honestly agree with you. I truly believe it will probably last, fuck, dude, for another 2 years, honestly. Like it's a year just passed already, and we're fucking in the same spot. Your place just hit purple tier. Well, I mean, all around here too, but then, you know, LA is heavier, LA County. But to piggyback on that too, you know, you just got to get started. And don't complain. You know, Jack Ma talks about that a lot, the founder of Alibaba. He says, don't complain. You stay positive, right? He said, you got to find ways to work around it. And when others complain, that's where the opportunity is, because you can serve to that complaint. And the complaint right now is fucking COVID, you know, being stuck in video and shit like that. But in the end, I truly believe, like Gary always said, Gary Vee says, you're a fan of Gary Vee too, right? In the end, it's always the end of the game. No matter what, it's attention arbitrage, man. Attention arbitrage. Attention. Where is your target audience, people that you serve to, that you can provide value to? Where are they hanging out at? How can you grab their attention? What are a few things you can do so they'd be like, oh, damn, Mateo, oh, you do that for free? Oh, damn, man, that helps me out a lot. Thanks. It's all about attention. In the right place, at the right time. And his methodology, he gives it out there, man. Jab, 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 right hook. Simple as fuck. Everyone on there in the LinkedIn content game doing it. And it's work. It's the way the world works. It worked for me too. You know, jab, 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 right hook. For those who doesn't know what that means, it's his philosophy is give, 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 and then you ask. Every fucking SDR and BDR nowadays comes out with you with an ask. Hey, can I have 15 minutes of your time? Hey, Mateo, can I have 10 minutes of your time? Hey, I noticed you just grew by 10%.
Message.
Yeah. Rocket, don't even know you. Just sent random connect. Once you accept, bam. Hey, was wondering if you want to meet for this. Hey, I do this and this. It's all about me. But when you flip it around, it's different. And I'll give you an example that I have, and I'll just share this for the people. Something that I've been doing because I study this game, outreach. It's been working, right? So top funnel, you treat like the funnel itself. I mean, you even look at it, right? So from the top, it says strategy, whatever, share inside. So the way it works normally when people go top down is they always go, hey. So from the top down, you see there's a strategy, share insights, deposit, value deposit, soft ass. Fucking everybody today. Fucking everybody. They start from the bottom up. Hey, hey Mateo, notice you run a podcast. I'm with company 1, 2, and 3. We help 1, 2, and 3. Can I have 15 minutes of your time? Hey man, was wondering is type of trouble you're having at. We help other podcasters like you. Can I have 10, 15 minutes of your time? Hey, are you stuck under a rock? What the fuck? Imagine you flip that around. And I've tested, I've been doing this. Fucking give it to free. Whatever. Right? You flip around. And I learned this from my mentor too. If you want to see that table, you got to bring something to the table. Right? Start sharing something with insights. Hey, Mateo. My name is Jackson. I noticed you're a podcaster. Want to reach out and share some insights with you. Typically, when other people start podcasting, they need some editing stuff. They can outsource it or they can do it themselves. Here's a few ways to do it yourself. Please let me know where your thoughts are. Thanks. Touch 2. Deposit. Hey, Mateo, I noticed you just rolled out SDS recruiting. Congratulations. found this article and I stumbled across this article and it reminded me of you. It's what to look out for when you first start your company. Thanks. 3 days there. Hey, Mateo, we help new bootstrap podcasters and recruiters scale from A to Z at a very low price. Would it make sense to push this conversation forward?
That's bam. Awesome, dude.
That's what happens when you flip it upside down. That's top funnel sales strategist. And I just sit there and I got that from mind mapping, sitting there, writing it down. What does that look like? For instance, people talk about video a lot. Oh, what's your touch? You know, phone call, email, text, social, video. But they talk about video like it's another channel. When you think about it, it's actually a subset of a subset. And what that means is because when you send a video, it's still an email or through LinkedIn. It's just, but they consider it a different channel because the message is being delivered different. But if you think about it, it's still a subset of a set. So what that means is sometimes the person you send it to, they treat it like an email straight to the fucking trash can. So that's just my thoughts.
How do we get more views and or what's like some good video templates or what's a good video from your experience? Or is video even, you know, a good channel because it's an additional click within an email, right? Is pretty much what you're saying.
Yep. Here's the challenge. And it's very popular in tech. We all heard it. What works today may not work tomorrow, right? Video may be working at a time, but you send video now, it's now become noise because everyone's doing it. You're in COVID, everyone's Zooming, everyone's Skyping, everyone's sending video. 100%. So you really got to find this out, figure it out for yourself. Whoever you're reaching out to, you just got to send a few things. And sometimes not even the outreach, it's the fucking person on the other side that you're trying to reach out to, man. They may have had a bad day. They may just not be in the right spot. It's a lot of variables on there, but yeah. You do increase your chances when you try. And I'll give you an example one time. So when I got let go, when I left Brick Street System, what happened was I was there as SDR. They promoted me to an enterprise AE for a short amount of time. They threw away the failed sales event program, and they only used me for like 2-3 months until they found a replacement. And when they found a replacement, whenever I left, I used Zoom Info, target all these tech companies around me, used Zoom Info to enrich the data, and ran a cadence on them. I used Jessware. And one of the accounts that I reached out to is called Audit Board in Cyprus. They are a SaaS company that serves to the accounting world, the SOX boards and shit. Blown away, man. Fuck yeah, I sent to like 3, 4, 5 of them, bop, 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 bop. Ran a case overnight. Fucking Rob Summit, shout out to you, Rob. I used to be at Outreach, he's still there. He's like, dude, talk to me about this, man. How did you come up with this? Because it's fairly new. And like 3-4 of his execs responded, and I'll forward it to the email. So everyone was forwarding each other the same email. But do you recall recently, my man, Ryan Zadras, though, he got let go, and I did the same tactic for him, man. I load up and I told Ryan, Ryan's like, I already got these interviews lined up. I'm pretty stacked. I told him, man, can't let your foot off the gas pedal, bro. You know what? Let me take care of it for you. So we built a list together. I ran the same tactic, right? 5 companies, a total of almost like, let's see, almost 20, like 18 total.
What did the messaging look like? Was it like for a job oriented or like
it was for job interview, seeking for a job interview. The subject headline was the same subject headline I used. It was all caps SDR, lower caps please ... exclamation mark. And it's like, hey Mateo, notice you're hiring for an SDR role, I just gotta let go, was wondering if you would give me a shot to get to know me and see if this is a potential fit. Fucking
that's great, know,
right
dude.
Right, send it all to him, fucking all 18 contacts. Zero response. Cleared the whole cadence. 3 steps. Zero response. Why? Because it's fucking noise now. Everyone got let go. Everyone is doing the same exact thing. And that, the reason I share that story is the same that will go for a video.
So I guess like
Cheers, I agree with you, by the way.
Dude, you should have told me. I would have grabbed one myself, man. But
go get it, man. It's
dude, I need a question.
Go ahead, man. I'll wait for you.
Question for you.
Yeah.
So like, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of noise out there, and to be good SDRs, I feel like we kind of have to think like marketers in a way, which I feel like you and I are really good at. And I really think the future is content and like specific sales reps creating their own content and using that to for sales development, for personal branding, and for like entrepreneurship, right? So like for someone who thinks that in 2020 you need to know a lot to make content, what tools do you use to like create your logo for Sales Dev United or like podcast distribution? Like I don't think people really realize that like it's not that difficult because there's already tech tools like anchor.fm, perfect podcasting distribution tool, super easy to use, free. You can even make money. I sound like the ad, but it's like there's these tools that are free that we can use to create. So I guess my question to you, dude, is like, how hard is it, really? How hard is it to like, or is the hardest part just like getting yourself to do it and about what? Or like what was like the hardest part for you in a way?
Yeah.
In terms of like just content creation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked. Here, the hardest part, and even was for me, really is just getting started. Half the battle was getting to push that record button. I still remember when I first recorded my first episode. That's still on there today. That was like the fifth recording. And the reason why it was because I got stuck. I kept thinking automatic, or Jim Cook would call it AMPS for short, automatic negative thoughts. You are what you think you are. If you think you can't do it, guess what? You're absolutely right. If you think you can, guess what? You're absolutely right. Henry Ford says it better than no one. You know, he said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So getting started is half the battle. And I'd like to give a shout out to Scott Ingram for this, because before I started my podcast, I reached out to him. I told him about that. I told him, hey, your podcast really inspired me. And now that I'm in sales development, David Delaney really inspired me too. So why don't you have a few tips? Yeah. And he told me.
OG podcasters.
Yep. He told me, this is how you do it. The hardest part is you just got to get started. Don't think about it. Just hit that record button and just go. And, you know, reason why it like sucked for me at the time, because I didn't know how to edit or anything. It was pretty much a push record, upload off the bat. And I recorded through a Mac at the time, my old Mac at Silverline. It's just the record button. But to give some tips out there, here's the thing too, before I get there, I really believe, man, everyone should have their own podcast. Everyone, fucking everybody.
Super easy.
So, and the reason I say that is because if they do that, you know exactly who they really are. Oh shit. Hey, look, this guy's on LinkedIn. He seems like he has a lot of followers. Guess he might be a thought leader. Well, let's hear what's he like. What is he really like? What's his thought process? Dive into his content. Bam, it will either make you or break you. Because if you're not how you present you are, and you're fake, you're out there just trying to get attention, just trying to piggyback on people's rides and wins and shit like that. And we all see him from time to time. I spot from a mile away. I just don't even talk about it because I'm not like that. But they don't change. It'll eat them up eventually. And what I mean by that is everyone should have their own podcast, so that if you want to know who it is, hey, Mateo, damn, that guy look really badass. Let's really see how it is. You can, like, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes off the bat. Just the way he talks, the things he asks, the way he sounds, how he responds. You can see if that person is genuine or not. Or are you just another sucker out there just trying to fool the audience? Fake manipulator. Trying to be a top sales professional when you're not. Fairly new to the game with no experience. I don't even consider myself a thought leader. I don't want to be a thought leader. I'm just putting myself out there, let them know that, hey, I'm a dude that just from the front lines, from the front line, prospecting every day, still till today. And it's got me where I'm at today. It's got me the job I have today. Full cycle sales rep, director of sales and acquisition at Better Grow. We all, you know, clients accelerate revenue and reduce churn, and also outsource sales development to whoever that may be. But
that's amazing, dude.
I'm here.
Your content helped you with that. Like you, granted, you didn't make money. I don't know. Maybe you didn't make money off of your content, but you got a job eventually, and you would probably wouldn't have even thought about that this would like happen and this would come of that, right?
Let me tell you this, man. Who inspired me, and we all do this too. And I'm not sure if you saw the post from Morgan J. Ingram a while back, and that was one of the realest posts he ever posted. And his post was, hey, yo, admit it, guys. You guys ain't personal branding just to look good. You're doing it for insurance. Oh, hell yeah. In case something happens, you know, shit hits the fan. Hey, guys. Unfortunately, something happened where I and Company A have to go part ways. I'm in help for a new opportunity. If there's anything you guys can help me out with, please let me know. And because you did what Gary Vee did, jab, 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 right hook. All you do is give, 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 give to the community, whatever that may be. And I want to give a shout out to my man, James Baldwin, too. I talked to him about this one-on-one before. I told him this is also why I do it. Well, not really, but that's the benefit of it. That's the payout. You know, you get insurance, you get people's there for you. Because all you're really doing is you're giving with no expectation of returns. Give, give, give. James Baldwin, pre-COVID, got let go. He was at the sales developer at TSD. Shit is the fan. Guys, unfortunately, I need your help. Boom, 2 weeks later, he's out on view. So I was like, damn, son. And this was like, I think November 2019, to the best of my recollection. But that's how you do it, man. If you do it, you got to have your end goal and know why. Give without the expectation of having anything return. It will come back to you. It did for me. It did for many people. I'm sure it did for you too. As a matter of fact, you have any stories you'd like to share, Mateo? I'd love to hear anything that come back to you. Yeah. You've been pumping a lot of good stuff too.
Thanks, dude. I mean, honestly, I just try to follow what Gary Vee does. And I really love his approach with content in terms of like just leveraging the quantity. Like a lot of people, they're like, they just want to push out really good content and they'll like, you know, they'll push out really good content, but like, I want more of it. I want more of you, but I only have like 5 episodes, which is not bad if you have 5 solid guests. But I think what Gary always preaches is like, you know, sales, like sales is a numbers game, right? So if you have like a bunch of posts that you've done and you can like go through all the analytics, you're almost doing like what Jeremy Donovan does on LinkedIn, like with all of like those statistics. Like, just keep pushing, like experiment new things. Like Gary Vee literally had a post where someone recorded him like going over like chocolates. He was like, he pointed to Snickers, like, I like it, don't like it, like it, don't like it, like just like with candy. like that was his content, and like people love it. People are like, nope. Gary, I can't believe you don't even like Kit Kats, man. And it's like, his mentality is like, he's going to make content out of anything he does. And therefore, he has like, so that's how he's able to push out like 5 things every day. And I think that's what makes him a leader and so good, because he's just playing the numbers game with content. He's always experimenting with different things and different, like I love your Instagram cooking. I've told you this before. I love your cooking clips. Yeah. It's almost like if I was watching Jackson Liu TV, like that's the cooking channel of like Jackson. It's like a one part of you, but like I wouldn't know that. And like you're really good at it, and like you get some good angles, and you get some good food, and you like, that's sick, dude. Like I think more people need to like just like do what they love, which you love cooking. And family, like I sense that with you, and you're just recording what you love, dude, and you're freaking good at it. You're freaking good at it, dude. I love those cooking things.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, dude, that's just like try anything and just like do a lot of it and see what happens, you know?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, man. You're not the only one that was telling me that. A lot of people actually told me that, actually, like 4 or 5 of my other friends, like, dude, you should like save it and throw it into a clip and just post it, because I feel like all that good stuff that you throw is just it's kind of like a waste, because I just throw in the story and it just drops out and shit. But whatever, it's all good, man.
It's great stuff, dude. Keep
Yo.
freaking pushing that stuff, man. It's really good. I find it really entertaining personally, because I think like it's hard for us to like listen to business content after like a day's work. Like you
Yeah.
just want to watch like mindless fun stuff. I try to make my content a little fun or like easy to digest
Yeah.
and not super formal. Like granted, it needs to be like formal and like have value to some extent, but at the same time, like I'll kick my feet up, have a brew, and just go through like your stories with all the music. Like it's like entertaining, you know?
Appreciate that, man. Thanks. Yeah, totally separate channel. But for sure, it's something I really do look forward to creating a little down the road, but after you take care of some stuff. But I love yours too. I noticed and realized that you're a pretty good movie guy. You're into movies, old school themes, where they been, where they shot at. And what I really love is your animations. The animations you make, not sure how you do that, by the way, but it's pretty badass. Like, I look at it, I was like, yeah, that's Mateo. I see you in a cartoon. And I think you should do something with that. Take a shot, create some type of content, and then you can start putting your service out there. For me, what I'm looking to do next, and I haven't posted on LinkedIn yet, but I guess I'll post, I guess I'll just say it here, since I'm planning to do that soon. Looking to offer podcast services. I connected with my man
Sick.
James Baldwin. He does that on the side as projects and retainers. He does audio clips for people. And the way I do podcasts, it's fairly simple, like what you just said. I use Anchor for those who are wondering. But
Great tool.
yeah, but what you really need is learning how to edit. That's You gotta learn that. You gotta know what to cut out, when to cut out, and it just makes your content that much better, removing like the background noise and stuff. But there's some people out there who are sort of so busy because they got work and they got life, go home with kids. Creating podcasts is great for the business and stuff. But some people would pay for others to do it for them. So that's what I'm looking to do next, to see what rolls
Dude,
out.
that is a great idea, man.
You could probably do that too. You should do that, actually, if you have the time and you're looking to do it. You do
Dude,
edits
we
too,
should
right?
make like an agency or something, man, where we help businesses with like content and podcasts. And if that's your forte, dude, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm just throwing it out there to see what happens, honestly. Podcasting and editing is fun to me. It's actually pretty damn fun. I like enjoy it. Good at it. If you notice, like, for my intros and stuff, like, compared to the back ones when it first started, as the episode goes up. And it's funny, a lot of people tell me, hey, why won't you set that fix? Your intro is pretty cool right now. Why don't you just fix the whole entire thing? I tell them, fuck that. That's my progress check, because I'm a real guy. What's said and done there is set in stone, and I use that as a progress check. And the biggest fan, the number one fan of the One Up Self Development podcast, is myself, because I'm constantly listening to it over and over to hear myself. What can I do to be a better interviewer? What am I saying too much? Am I talking too much? And that's when I really learn how to be. Just all you really gotta do is just, here's the secret, man. If you're listening to SDRB and you want to start your podcast and you bring someone on board, you just gotta shut the fuck up and make it all about them. That's the secret. Shut up.
100%, dude.
What do you think, Mateo?
I think, I guess to I love Joe Rogan's podcast because he gets a lot of different people on there. So I think if you like podcasts, why do you like that podcast? What do you like about that podcast? And then just do it yourself. Like, we don't need to create our own formula. In fact, I literally just do what Gary Vee does and just try to do it my own way. And I feel like you might do something similar, or you really look up to like a certain podcaster or content creator and sort of mimic them. But I think you're right, dude. I think if you start your own podcast, you become a better salesperson in a way, because you're practicing that skill of, like you said, shut the F up and ask questions and listen and hold a conversation and ask someone for the meeting and confirm that meeting and show up on the Zoom and build the relationship and then ask them to be like, there's no other way. You're practicing being an SDR for fun. And it's actually easier than being an SDR, because you freaking ask someone to be on a podcast, and that's a better offering than some of these products out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
I think if you have an iPhone and you have those wired microphones,
yeah,
you can already capture great audio. Granted, you don't need this is just for show. Like, this is like fancy and nice and all, but like, if you have an iPhone and you have the wired headphones and you have the record app, you can record a podcast.
Yep.
And that's it. Like, that's all you'll need. Hit up Jackson to do the editing. He'll add some sound. I love his podcast, because he has like the sound in the beginning. He has a solid like intro, right? Like, that's like little stuff that you like editing. For people that don't know, editing is almost its own side of the production.
Yeah.
Like, if we look at Hollywood, like, editors spend almost the same amount of time that people do on set, because it's so much work, and like, you're fine tuning this raw footage and you're making it what the final product will be, like in the movies, right? Like, when they filmed Avengers, like, the raw footage was not what you saw on the end screen.
Yeah.
There's like a process in between.
Yeah.
Which like is an art in itself. So like, again, like, just record, get raw footage using your iPhone and your mic, send it to Jackson, say, hey Jackson, here's the kind of music I like, here's the kind of vibe I'm going for, and I'm sure he will have fun with that. He'll take exactly what you ask and he'll give you something amazing, because it's like layers. But again, like, that's all, there's really no excuse. Like, you have 30 minutes, get your iPhone, get those wired headphones, hit record, send the raw footage to Jackson, and like,
actually, that's audio it. To me, like, or footage to you. You're the footage guy. I'm the audio guy.
Okay, yeah. Send there me your videos.
SDS
I'll help you
takes the
do
video.
Some cool
and SDS Jackson, takes the video.
Jackson's all audio. But dude, I mean, like, what are your thoughts? Like, I want people to realize that, like, it's, granted, editing, like you said, is like a special skill, and I think people do like it, but like, recording, you don't need any of this fancy equipment, right?
Yep, absolutely true, 100%. Does it make a difference in quality? Absolutely, but it's definitely not a need. You can do it anywhere and anywhere. One of my greatest example too was when I met my buddy Robert Villazis. Shout out to you, Robert Villazis. Episode number 6, East Meets West. He moved down from Virginia, Boston. Moved down here. Hey man, let's run a podcast, no problem, let's go. Took him out to eat, right? I took him out for lunch, brought him around OC. I brought a mic, but I fucking forgot the wire. So it didn't fit. The microphone didn't fit, right?
Oh.
I forgot the adapter.
The cable?
The cable. I said, fuck it. The show must go on. So I just used the Max mic itself. And he's like, wait a minute, are you sure it's gonna work? I was like, fuck yeah, the show must go on. So we played it and we did a test one and it worked fine. You know, the MacBook, the fucking microphone, the MacBook's actually pretty damn good, you know? It's actually pretty good. But if you listen to that episode, there's all these background noises, you know, like all these loud noises, like people talking in the background, cars driving by, stuff like that. But those are the type of noise that's really hard to remove, even with the software, because when you record on the Mac mic itself, it captures that as if it's the voice itself too. But to answer your question, anyone can record, man. If you can push some and it captures your voice or your visual, that's all you really need.
That's it.
That's all it is, man. Gotta get started. Just gotta get started.
I think another thing too is like people are afraid to fail, which makes sense. Like no one wants to look like an idiot. No one wants to like get fired. No one likes to get rejected.
Yeah.
But like if you look at one of my first podcast episodes, like the sound is bad and like you listen to it and you're like, wow, the audio wasn't that good. How can I make this better? And so episode 4, you pay attention to that and it gets a little bit better. And then episode 5, you already know what to do. And then episode 6, you're like, okay, cool. Like I know how to edit this now. And then episode 7, you like, so it's like, especially with podcasting, like your first couple of episodes, they're not going to be great, but like, that's okay. Because like, you're going to get better for episode 2. And then episode 3 is going to get better because episode 1 and 2 and vice versa. So it's like, just initiate it, because like the compound effect is insane. And like, look at you, dude. Like I remember like you showing content of you, like doing your background, dude. Like you have an amazing YouTuber background, and you were like like, how did you like learn about all of this? Like YouTube, I'm assuming?
No, not even, but thanks. What really came to me is that after my trip that I recently took with Seattle, I want to double down on this. I save up some money. I want to double down on this. I believe, because a lot of people hit me up. A lot of people just keep hitting me up. Hey, dude, Jackson, thank you so much for creating this episode. Thank you so much for this content. Thank you so much for creating SDU. It helped me so much. It helped me change this person. You motivate me to do this. Dude, there's no Asian Americans out there. You're the only Asian American out there putting it down. Before I discovered Jason Bay. Jason Bay, shout out to you too if you're watching this. That guy put it up for Asian Americans. But before I met Jason Bay, there's no Asian American out there putting it down, you know? And that's what keeps me going. Everyone keep thanking me. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to double down. Let me drop a grand total on just the mic itself. Well, this is like $200 mic. The Focusrite stuff's like a $800 setup for the total, whatever the headset. Drop the rack in the room for the whole background. But this vision really
came to me. You're investing in yourself, man.
Yeah, thanks. I actually got this idea, this kind of background. Like I saw some YouTube. I was looking up DIY podcast studio, and a lot of them was like really woody. Like even with Joe Rogan has some of that part too. And I was like, wow, that's pretty fucking nice. What can I do? So I just did some research, Home Depot it up. These are actually just vinyl. The one that you would just put on the floor, those fake wooden vinyls. But I just slapped it on, just nailed it up. And everything just started piecing together a little bit. But I had a vision in my mind. And, you know, like before the whole thing came, I saw that here's my table in the middle. Here's the wooden walls in the back. Here's the setup I'm going to have. Here's the light. And here's what I'll be podcasting, just running the content. And that's the great thing about us as humans compared to animals. You know, sight is the ability to see things of how they are. But vision is to see things how they ought to be. Put a seed of an apple in your hand and see a fucking apple. That's vision. You know, you see things where you're at and then you just execute according. And I wrote it down, drew it down. Magic happens when you write it down. Steve Harvey talks about that a lot. Rebecca 2 and 2. For that person with a vision to write it down. So in plain sight, that person who wrote the vision can see it, run towards it. Rebecca 2 and 2. Fucking vision board. And then I just look at a few YouTube, see other people's ideas, slapped it up, and everything just pieced up one by one. And here we are. Welcome to the One Up Sales Development Podcast, Cross Power with SDS, baby. Sales Dev Squad. Mateo, talk to me about what has SDS been up to, man? Talk to us about your update. I want to hear about you, because every fucking time. And you see it too. yeah, we look at your profile, and we look at each other's profile. I look over, I was like, damn, Sky, getting better every time. Title looks good. You guys has a partner in Seattle. And your webpage just updates every time. And it just looks great, man. SDS recruiting.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, dude, honestly, I want to use entrepreneurship as just a way to learn. Like, I'm not really trying to make money or trying to make money. Like, I just want to help people. And I think the cool thing about content is we don't really, that's the product. Like, we could, like, have all these funnels and courses and, like, offerings, like, which is great. But, like, people get paid on YouTube for their content. Like, they get paid through their time watching those ads. You know, hopefully, like, we can both get there one point. But, like, that's, like, the best product because, like, it's free to the consumer.
Yeah.
And it's our art and it's our craft. And if you can just basically get paid to do what you love, like, that would be the goal, man. Like, I think education should be not super expensive, but, like, it should be relatively low barrier, easy access for anyone, like the same career education. So that's what I'm really focused on right now, is just trying to be consistent with content, like, just literally give as many deposits as I can, because I know that, like, the economy isn't good right now and it's not going to be good for a while. And for me to really ask an SDR who's probably doesn't have a job or doesn't have money for money, I like, I'm just trying to give as much value as I can right now during this pandemic. And I love teaching and I love creating content, and I'm just going to keep doing that and see where that goes. And I'm just not going to, you know, stop. Like, I love doing it, and so that's what I'm up to, man. I'm just trying to learn. I think doing this helps me become a better SDR at BookNook, because I can apply what I'm learning through business and entrepreneurship in my role. Which, if unless you're practicing entrepreneurship like you and I, you're not gonna get that as quickly if you're just in a sales role. Again, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's like, if you're just doing sales 9 to 5, you're not investing in your training, you're not putting yourself out there doing these things that you're not getting paid for directly, then it's just like, accelerate that learning process. KD is always talking about that, like, accelerate that learning process, spend a little bit of money for you to learn, and then apply that to make more money. So yeah, I think just honestly, dude, just playing the content game, just listening to what Gary Vee says and just pushing content. And so that's what I'm up to, man. And honestly, anyone out there that, like, needs any advice on how to do a podcast or how to get a video or how to record a video or, you know, how do you make a cold call, like, any way that I can help you, I just want to help. And I think that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just want to show people that, like, you don't have to do a 9 to 5. You just need to find what you like to do and then just start making content around that. And then you might have a different lifestyle, or, like, who knows what will happen. So that's what I'm up to, man. I know that was kind of long winded.
Nice. No, perfectly fine. I fucking love that, man. That's what I love about you, Mateo. You know, that's why I do what I do too. You know, just to piggyback on that, right? And you're absolutely right. I'm talking about, so there's education, right? Shit's expensive itself already. You know, on average, it's like 40, 50 G's for an undergrad degree.
And we paid a decent amount.
Yeah, 80, 90 G's and shit like that. That's expensive already. There's a lot of great boot camps out there, quote unquote boot camps, sales development boot camps, ramp ups, what the fuck ever you want to call it, man. But there's some out there that I fucking disapprove, man. And, you know, I'm not going to say who or what that really is, but that shit pisses me off and has been since year one, earlier this year. And it's not just me, it's other people too as well. Just taking so much money from them just with no promises, man. Talking about, like, hey, come train me for 3 months. Everyone's profile is the same fucking profile. Train over 20 plus tech tools, over 20 plus CRMs. We'll book not rootless meetings for you. Fucking people who talk like that don't know shit, because it's not really super tangible or realistic. It's not realistic. Fucking best of the best up there don't even book that much, you know, and they charge you them $30,000 over a course of 3 years. And I'm like, fuck, like, that's a lot of money, you know, but it's the fake promises. And majority of their clientele I look at, as a matter of fact, I looked at yesterday. There are people who majority of them are coming from the grocery industry. I was a store manager. I used to be a meat manager. I used to sell produce at groceries. And, you know, they're fed in with this and like, hey, get a job in tech. Average 70-80K a year automatically. Yeah, sure, if you hit your OTE, but will you even make it through the first part? I think they should. And I really believe this, man. That they're not.
So what's the solution there, man? What do you feel like?
I'm working on something. I mean, it's not going to be the best. It's not going to help everyone, but it'll help some people. I'm going to do what I can, and I did tip for it. I helped a few people already. I tip to give my time, help them free of charge. And one individual I want to share with you too, for the audience who's listening here, look at my boy Walter McNeil Jr. He's in New York. He used to work at Chick-fil-A, T-Bleed. It's like, fuck this, man. This place is not working out for you. Could have joined one of the boot camps. Could have. But somehow got connected with me through my content. Hit me up. Hey, man, can you help me out? I see all these great boot camps, but I don't have the money for it. Fuck, I got you. Spent like 5 hours with them, separate consulting. Pick your brain. How do you act? What do you know about sales? What do you think sales development is? Show off some of the contents I have. Sales Dev 101, YouTube, SDR TV, all that. Tesla.
Dude, walk them through the campaign. That's the beauty of content, man.
Land them in an interview, right? Fucking right when COVID just happened. What should I do? This is how to respond. Hang tight. I was like doing a blog for Dave at the time at 10 Bow. Zoom up. Zoom with them. You need to understand the formatting, show them how to format correctly so that, you know, you don't have to test one big blog. You want to cut out the noise straight to the gut, value prop and shit like that. Help them build out a playbook too. But I told them, you can't rely on me 100% if they bring you on board. You need to put your face down, work hand by hand, OT it. You need to figure shit out if they pick you up. Are you going to do that? If I help you do that. I told them up front that, right? Because I'm basically helping them out. Kind of ramping him, you know, ramping really good, right? But if they bring him on board and he can't deliver what he did in the interview process, then there's going to be a huge gap. Thankfully, it worked. Landed a job. SDR right now, a company called QuadPay.
Nice.
Still there today. Guy, what I owe you, man? Yeah, you don't owe me shit. What? No, man. DoorDash me a $25 gift card as a thank you. I was like, shit, thanks, but you didn't have to. What's making a difference in people's lives, you know? And Denzel Washington talks about that. You know, once you get up there, reach back, pull someone up, help one, get one. You know, don't just inspire to live, aspire to make a difference. And that's what you're doing today too with SDS.
Well said, my friend. I know we're coming close to about an hour here. I guess any closing thoughts for any hungry SDRs out there, or just anyone in the realm of SDR / content creator / hopefully entrepreneur?
Fuck yeah. And I wish I learned this to that. I wish I learned this when I first started, man. Learn how to embrace failure. Failure means you're one step closer to success. If I fail today, fuck, ain't shit to me. I'll just take a look back and go, hold on, I've been there before. Let me reflect. What did I do? Where I go wrong? What were some areas I could have done better? And move forward. Because when I first started out in 2018, came in, 5 years of sales experience at T-Mobile, hardcore smile and dial at ADP's internship. They want $100 a day, gave them 150. They wanted like two apps a day, I gave them 4 and 5. you know, close one net new account. And I was even training some of the new hires that was hiring, but I didn't get hired. I didn't get hired. You know, didn't give me an offer. Sorry, Jackson, we got to let you go. That was the biggest punch in the face I ever had in my sales career from that time. Drove home from the 405 freeway, started crying, started punching my own car, like just blaming myself. What the fuck did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? But it got me to where I'm at today. It wouldn't have brought me to sales development and everything else. So learn to embrace failure and see it as a learning lesson. There's a process to it. There's some grieving, take back, you get hit. But, and David Goggins talked about it too. It ain't that motherfucker that's out there doing good or doing right. It's that motherfucker that gets up each and every day and say, hey, I'm here. I didn't arrive. I'm here. You know, I got punched in the face, but I'm going to keep going. Here's where they want to go. They're going to try to go there, but they can get punched in the face. A lot of people get scared, and it's where the failure comes in. Fuck this, I'm out. I even met, you know, I just throw it out there. Let's give an example, not that bad, but my old SDR manager, he got let go so many times too, myself included. Guy made a career change. Fuck you, this. 5 years in business development. Fuck, man, I can't take it. I'm out. So I'm going to school and start coding. Wish him all the best. Still, I told him if there's anything I can do, you know, whatever that may be, damn, I do it. But that's just a prime example that you gave, you worked 4 or 5 years, you just gave up. You know, it's that motherfucker that keeps going. It's like the Rocky movie, round 14. Rocky keeps going, you know. Apollo's punches him, socks him up. He keeps getting up. He's getting up. Get punched in the face. He keeps going up. He gets punched in the face. He keeps getting up. The guy on the side, throwing the damn towel, man. Throwing the towel. No, man. Let me ride. Kept going. And that's the story that David Goggins shared that changed his life. You know, he got up and you look at Rocky round 14. You see all these comments. And I looked at it. Are you here because of David Goggins? Yep, because of David Goggins. Apollo Creed, the black guy, turns around. He's all celebrating. And he turns around and he sees Rocky again. The look on his face was like, Rocky took his soul. I'm here, motherfucker. I'm here. And he just looked back. Damn. Fuck. He kept going. And same for the Nate Diaz versus McGregor fight. The first one. And McGregor even talked about it too. McGregor talked so much shit. Nate Diaz kept going. He brewed him up, brewed his face, knocked him out. Fourth, fifth round, McGregor got tired. Nate Diaz, bloody face. If they went the distance, McGregor would have got the win by a anonymous call. But Nate Diaz walked up, choked him out. And on one of the interviews, McGregor go, fuck, I underestimated him. Every time I look up, he's there. I look to the left, fucking Nate's there. Nate's there. It's that motherfucker that's in the dirt, gets up each and every day and say, hey, I'm here. That's why I run. I fucking hate running, but I do it because I have to. And if that's one advice I can give to a new young SDR and BDR, just know that, learn how to embrace failure, turn into an art. And that's something I wish I'd learned 2 years ago. What's something you would give them, Mateo?
It's great advice, dude. Really appreciated that story. That's the inner David Goggins of you running around, but
man, Bucket sucks. You know what?
Dude,
I'm here, man.
Stay committed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would say for me, I would challenge anyone out there to do things outside of your job. And what I mean by that is, like, do things that you're not going to get paid per hour for, you're not going to get paid for, and just create. Create. If you like drawing, do your drawings and post them on Instagram. I'm sure they're good. If you like podcasts, if you like videos, create something, because that's your intellectual property and that's valuable. Do you want to be paid for the amount of hours that you put into something or for what you create? So I would say where the real value is in today's world is in here, and what you can create that's original, that's yours, because you own the rights to that. When you're an employee, there's great opportunities out there, don't get me wrong, but you are a stakeholder. I think that's what it's called. you're a stakeholder. You work for the company. You help build revenue for the company, right? But like, that shouldn't be the end all be all, or that shouldn't be your only basket. So I guess my advice would be like, create, like Jackson said, like starting a podcast can help you. There's so many good things that can come out of you just starting a podcast. And that's not even you making videos. That's not even you getting active on Instagram and like posting selfies. It's just like your voice and what you like to talk about and with who you like to talk about too. So yeah, I would say that'd be my advice here, I guess, for our closing thoughts is just to create. But Jackson, dude, I love doing this with you, bro. I think we should definitely keep this going. A weekly or annual tradition, man.
But, annual tradition, baby. Annual tradition it is.
Yeah. But let's continue to do it, man. I hope anyone listening out there can just like go check out the first episode. Totally different. I don't think we even did video. Now we're doing video. Check this back in for year three. And I think with time, I think you'll see that it just takes reps.
Yep.
So
repetition every
any
day.
Any closing thoughts here, man?
No, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I just want to say something. I remember recording our first episode like it was yesterday. I remember where I was at too. I was just down the street. I was at a Starbucks. Just talking to you on my Jabra out in front, all noisy and windy and shit. But this was fun. You know, we have a really good relationship going on. Let's keep the ball rolling. And fuck, man. Keep creating content. Till this day.
Let's do it, brother.
Till this day.
Yeah, so anyone listening out there, hit up Sales Dev Unite, Sales Dev Squad. Hit us up on LinkedIn. And honestly, I think you're looking at the two most genuine people in sales development. I am more than happy to help you in any capacity. I know Jackson's willing to do 10x that. So just hit us up. DM
you're just
us.
Asking like 10x, baby. Let's go.
We just want to help. So anyone listening out there, just like connect with us. And I learned so much from this guy, even from this podcast here. So like hit
Same
this guy up. Like he knows how to write cadences and copy and like there's just so much to learn from you and just everyone out there in general. But I guess we will catch you guys on the next one. Year two, Sales Dev Squad, Sales Dev Unite.
Yeah, we're out. SDS and SDU. Cheers, Mateo. This is fun, man.
Let's go.
Bam. Just found that.